Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Fort Collins, Colorado is one of the latest cities to move forward with a plan to offer broadband to its residents as a utility. The city would act as an internet service provider and ensure net neutrality, or the requirement that internet providers such as Comcast treat all internet traffic equally. That's despite the Federal Communications Commission's scrapping of net neutrality last month. Well, joining us now via Skype is Fort Collins Mayor Wade Troxell. And Mayor Troxell, Fort Collins voters approved municipal broadband back in November. And I'm seeing that you're estimating you'll take on about $150 million in debt to roll this out over the next 5 years. So I guess let's get to the bottom line. Who's going to be setting the rate for this utility?
So, yes, it will be a competitive enterprise, but the Fort Collins City Council will be the determiner of the rate structure.
Okay. This is really fascinating, Mayor Troxell. I have to say, I mean, I imagine, well, I don't have to imagine. I'm pretty sure Comcast is not happy at all with this.
No, so basically we put together a business plan and really engaged our citizenry, took it to the vote, and it passed 57%. And with that, a citizen committee in a community put together a campaign that cost about $15,000. The incumbents put together a campaign to fight it that was over $900,000. And so it was really a David and Goliath kind of battle, if you will, at the election. And the citizens really came out on top of that battle.
You know, Comcast, through this campaign against the creation of the municipal broadband, I'm seeing that they were claiming that, for example, if the city moved forward with the project, that things like road repair, affordable housing, and other priorities couldn't be met in Fort Collins.
And that's totally misinformation, to put it kindly. You know, it's really not taking away from our priorities. We're a AAA bonded city, are very fiscally sound. We do deliver great services to our community. And all those sorts of things demonstrate, I think, that the citizens have a high degree of trust in the way our municipal government is run. And it was demonstrated with a convincing win at the ballot box regarding municipal broadband.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, one of the major gripes they have about their internet service providers is that they have no choice, right? For that very reason of whoever owns the line that goes to their house is the ISP. So for all those people who like to complain about Comcast, part of the reason why is because they can't get internet from anyone else, and they're beholden to the service that Comcast provides. So how do you propose sort of avoiding the same pitfalls or same complaints that folks have that they might have with municipal broadband?
Well, actually, we're entering a competitive space with the incumbents, and we need to reach a 30% take rate in terms of the municipal utility. We expect about a 50% take rate, and so there will be a choice, and I think we're operating a more cost-effective alternative than the competitors that we will face as a municipal broadband.
I see. So overall, I mean, what do you make of the fact that it seems like some 185 communities across the United States are working on similar projects as Fort Collins has undertaken? I mean, is this sort of like a grassroots level uprising against internet service providers? What is it? What do you think?
You know, I think it's a natural evolution of what we've seen in our other utilities. And I think it becomes so integral to our life and our needs. And so taking off the lid of our broadband will be a critical aspect to our future.
So final question for you, Mr. Mayor. Are you concerned about remaining competitive with the private ISPs? Because they may end up, you know, in the future, having the money and resources to improve their broadband offerings that maybe the city of Fort Collins might not have.
Well, I'm confident that when this is rolled out, that there will be a lot of advertising and other sorts of things, maybe some cost cutting on their part. We've seen that with other cities that have rolled out broadband. We're anticipating that, and we're going to provide a municipal service that is what our citizens have asked for at the ballot box.
Well, Wade Troxell is the mayor of Fort Collins, Colorado. Mayor Troxell, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Magna. Appreciate it. Thank you.